producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stephen, with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, you, and the story now of Army veteran Dennis Mangasco, who spent 2 days trying to get a doctor's appointment at his VA clinic in Bedford, Massachusetts. So where I am in Framingham, about 12 miles from Bedford, there's an air base there, and he was there's a lot of military installations in that area. Couldn't get through to anybody on the phone. So he and his boss, State Rep Seth Moulton, came up with another idea. They set up a camera, put the call on speakerphone, and dialed in again. For nearly 5 minutes, their video shows that this soldier swept up in a loop of automated voices telling him to press this number, press that number, send him to another number, more automated voices, more numbers, send him back to the beginning. It went on and on and on, over and over and over again. He is an Iraq War veteran, introduced with Representative Moulton, a couple of bills, trying to fix the problems at the VA to no value whatsoever. 20 minutes later, they're no place. And so this is all what you see. We should probably post this. It's actually on Congressman Seth Moulton's website, Richie, if we want to take it and post it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/good day. What it does is give you a good example of what's going on with these folks, and as these politicians try to get your vote, whether they're running for the presidency, whether they're running for the Senate, they're running for Congress, anybody's got any connection to the federal government should be held accountable for this, or if they haven't run or they're not there now, they need to know that you want to hold them accountable. This guy was a pilot for 18 months over there. He said there's $263 million set aside for an app that will help the people in the VA get through quicker to this. But it's like trying to call Verizon or call American Airlines.
Please enter your social security number by pressing the numbers on your telephone keypad. When you are done, the veteran's initials for that social security number are DM. For 1 minute duration, press 1.
If you need assistance at any time during this call, our office is currently open for transfer. To transfer to an assistant, press 2. Please hold while you are being transferred to a representative.
Hello. Welcome to the Bedford VA.
And it's sent back to the beginning again.
Right, back to the end. So now the congressman has asked over and over again, call the VA. They don't have any excuses, no answers as to why they would spend all of this money developing an app to let veterans schedule their doctor's appointments when, in fact, the apps already exist. There's another way of spending money. Remember when this first happened, Obama says, we're going to spend more money to fix the problem. Okay, and they put a new director in. He's going to fix the problem. So far, squat. 843 vets committed suicide last year. Another couple of thousand or more, I don't know what the exact number is. I remember seeing it once earlier in the year, of men and women who were waiting in line to even get an appointment to see the medical the facilities, the doctors at the VA. They just died because they couldn't get to there. I mean, and you said, Richie, the Trump's beginning to sound just like me. One of the things that is so damnable about this is the amount of money. There's a $700 billion budget item for the military, for the Pentagon. And some of these phonies say, oh, we got to make America great again. We got to build up our military. Bourgeois. The military has plenty of dough. They waste it. They fritter it away. It's abusive beyond
abusive.
We need
to be smarter.
I mean, it's just the kind of smarter. Many of you are smarter. They're corrupt. Every single bill that gets sent in by Lockheed Martin, you think they don't pay all those bills? Or Raytheon, or whoever's developing the latest MRAP, or the latest gun, or the latest whatever hardware, they all get paid.
To our contractors, they get calls at the end of the fiscal year saying,
spend money.
We need a proposal on our desk this Friday before midnight. We've got this amount of money left to spend. If we don't spend it, we lose it. Mm-hmm. I need a proposal from you now. Okay, what do you want a proposal on? I don't care.
Yeah.
Just get me a proposal.
We can get money out of it. And so here we have these $4 phonies who use the military as backdrops for their campaign. They all talk about conservative values and how they're going to protect this. They are just full of crap, these people, and that's what the public is fed up with. They know about these problems of the VA. They know the administration hasn't done anything about it. And so you want to hold the people responsible, the people that are out there talking about, you got to vote for me because I want to continue the great legacy of this current administration and we'll keep the good programs going. Show me one. And you then go back to these VA people. Again, all the contractors get paid, but the people who do the work, who put their lives on the line, who get shot at, legs blown off, arms blown off, they're whistling Dixie. We tell them to go screw. We do. You and I do, because we're the taxpayers. We're paying the bill. We let these boobs who supposedly want to run everything, they don't want to run anything. They just want to occupy time and space so they can become jillionaires at the end of their term, or they can fleece the system as much as they can. They've set it up for themselves so their health care is better. They don't have to stand in line like the VA guys do. They have all the money from their campaign contribution, their war chest. They walk away with it at the end of their term, millions of dollars oftentimes. And meanwhile, these guys in the military get screwed 87 ways from Sunday. And who's talking about that? Is Trump the only one talking about it? I don't want to have any more money spent on the military. We don't need any more money spent on the military.
I don't hear anybody but Trump talking about how we spend too much on the military and on veterans' rights.
Yeah. It's just disgusting. All right, so there's a... Richie, do you think we can post that at facebook.com/good day?
Yeah.
Thanks. It's coming up on 14 past the hour. May I help you help yourself to greater health? This is National Heart Health Month. Every year, traditionally, February, because of Valentine's Day as much as anything else, the focus is on your heart. And it's about eating and trying to stay. In any number of ways, I was telling a story about my cousin who has Alzheimer's and what his diet has been, and wondering if he didn't have so much sugar, he had a sweet tooth like I do. Man, am I swearing off of sweets. Woof! The Super Beets. Reach for this all-organic product. More and more stories. I saw something in one of the newspapers this weekend about the benefits of beets and nitric oxide. And Super Beets is the best distillation of non-GMO beets. They help boost your circulation, support healthy blood pressure. It's all natural. That's why this is so good. I've replaced what I used to do in the morning. I didn't really need a lot of energy anyway because I wake up pretty much full of energy. Once in a while, I'm a little slow. Richie's a little slow. Jennifer's a little slow. Roberta's a little slow. So we have this capsule called Neo 40 that's the same amount of Super Beets as in a teaspoon, but it's been crystallized. So you put it in your mouth, it melts on your tongue, is immediately absorbed into your body. So you don't need coffee. You don't need those shots of drinks that a lot of people do that are full of caffeine, which is really bad for you. This is really good for you. You honestly will have more energy. You'll have a better workout. Your doctor will be happy when he takes your blood pressure. It opens up the veins, gets the blood around to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, all over your body. This is the secret. Really, it is. It's like the fountain of youth, in a manner of speaking, and it's the best money you've ever spent on taking care of yourself. 800 800-655-4183 for Superbeats. 800-655-4183. When you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, they'll send you a 30-day supply free with your order. So you get 3 months, you pay for it. You'll also get then a 30-day supply free. Nitric oxide indicator strip, so you know how much nitric oxide you need to have in your system to keep the arteries open, so you get that healthy blood flow all around your body. See it work for you. Call 800-655-4183, or better yet, feel how it works. Drink Super Beats for a week, feel the results, or your money back. Get the book Beat the Odds, too, with this order. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Good morning, Jane.
Wow, you're glowing.
You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night long!
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
This report is brought to you by RP. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
19 past the hour on Good Day. There's a wonderful video that's gone viral. A couple of minutes, I think at least 2-3 million hits. Maybe we'll post this one too, Richie, at Facebook.com in case people haven't seen it. White House inviting in the month of February, it's Black History Month. You can't help but smile when you watch this thing. It's really, Roberta brought it to my attention, so I just went and looked at this 106-year-old lady sort of dancing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
she's dancing.
Good
dancing.
For her,
she,
I know.
Obama told her to slow down because she was dancing with her, and he said, you better slow down.
I don't need anybody breaking a hip in the Oval Office today.
I know, that's right. A lawsuit, isn't it?
Virginia McLaurin.
How are you?
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's just sweet. Yeah, that kind of stuff is just so
tiny little woman.
Yeah,
she said, next to Obama, she doesn't even come up to his shoulders.
Right. When asked about the secret, she said, "Just keep moving." That's a great bit of advice, isn't it?
True.
Just keep moving. 21 after the hour. Just keep moving. This is Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Probably not much that anybody could do to distract me if I'm listening to an Adele song on the radio or I'm watching her. There's something about her that captivates me, and obviously millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people around the world. Maybe it's her genuineness, what you sense from not her singing as much as what totally goes on in her life, apparently. She has a lot of fun. She was on with Ellen last Friday, and Ellen sent her to a Jamba Juice. Adele didn't know what a Jamba Juice store was. So
did she know about Jamba Juice?
Maybe.
Jamba.
Oh, look. You heard his Boston accent feeling. Jamba Juice.
What is it? Jamba? Jamba. You pronounce the A. Jamba, Jamba.
You know, any answer.
Anyway. Exactly. All right. So anyway, elitists know how to pronounce
that's
it.
Right.
Jamba.
Mm-hmm. Jamba.
Yes.
So anyway,
I'm
going
to go get my $12
there.
Juice.
Jamba.
And yeah, that's what it is. Like going to Starbucks for a $7 cup of coffee. It's the same crap.
Only Adele and Ellen can afford to
drink.
That's
right.
Yeah. All right. So here's the story. Ellen is in the studio. Adele is going into the Jamba Juice store that's on the same street where the studio is, and she's got an IFB in her ear, the earpiece that people wear for cues and listening to whoever, however. So she's talking back and forth. Ellen's telling her what to do when she goes into this Jamba Juice.
She has to do whatever Ellen says. Yeah, she has to just repeat it. No questions
right.
asked.
Yeah.
We have fruit. We have vegetables.
We have something similar in Britain.
Yeah.
We call it a swishy chug.
Swishy
chug gets called in English. Swishy chug. Say it. Swishy chug. Say it. Swishy chug. Swishy chug. Swishy chug.
Swishy chug.
Swishy chug. Swishy chug.
Swishy chug.
Swishy chug. Swishy chug.
Swishy
chug. It's a type of beet and a potato mixed together.
It's a type of beet and potato kind of mixed together.
Right, right, right. What should I get? What's the best thing? Money is no object.
Okay.
Money is no object, right?
The most popular is strawberries wild.
No.
Blueberry, banana, sweet.
No. What else?
Would you like something like orange carrot caramel?
No. No. No.
right, so it goes on for a while. One of the best things I got out of watching some of the excerpts from the Ellen show, when Adele shares that the Grammy glitch made her cry. She said, I was embarrassed. I woke up the next morning to people sending her on Twitter, we still love you.
Yeah.
It wasn't her fault. Did you?
No, it wasn't at all. She was slightly off key and she knew it, but she couldn't hear properly.
Yeah, she couldn't find the key.
Wow. Anyway, one of the microphones dropped down into the piano.
Yeah.
So it was going dang, dang, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt terrible for her.
What a great treasure she is. All right. Thank you.
That's it there, buddy. All excited about
I was going to compare him to that jackass Kanye West, who's $53 million in the hole. What is it with all these rappers? They got their hand out,
But what he said, he's actually a pretty decent guy.
He seems to be. You're right, Richie. Yeah, not a jerk.
Not like Kanye.
No. Anyway, so he posted on his Instagram account they had to go back to court to try to straighten out his bankruptcy. There's been a lot of talk about that. I don't know, Richie, we've got any of his, so we recognize his sound is more recognizable than some who are rappers. I guess it depends on your ear.
Well, I can't play any of that.
What, is his stuff that bad, Jennifer? 50 Cent?
No, I mean, you can get good songs. I mean, it's your birthday. It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
It's
your birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know, we don't give up because it's your birthday, but they bleep it. It's fine.
You bleep
me. Just like this show.
Yeah, right. Just bleep me.
No worse than Doug talking on this segment.
That doesn't happen very often. At least I got it. 20, and you did too, Richie. Good. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Class action lawsuits play an important role in our justice system. They can make it easier for large groups of people who have been injured or harmed to obtain justice by sharing legal representation. However, a petition filed recently with the U.S. Supreme Court reveals that an alarming number of class action lawsuits are enriching the lawyers while their clients get almost nothing. For example, a class action lawsuit filed over a popular brand of batteries resulted in a payday for the lawyers of $5.7 million, but their clients got less than $350,000 combined. Put another way, the lawyers got 94% of the settlement money, while their clients got only 6%. That's only 5 cents for each of the 7 million folks who were harmed. Let's be fair. Compare that to the already high 33% charged by most of the contingency fee lawyers advertising on TV, and we can see just how outrageous that is. So how can this happen? Learn how by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrance Financial can help. Benetrance proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrance.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrance Financial, funding for the life of your business.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. your emergency preparedness solution to the cold, your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
And you might hear some extra bonus.
No, you clipped it, so you don't have to
worry about it.
Can we listen to the uncut raw version on the podcast, perhaps?
Can, as a matter of fact, you can. No, you cannot. It'll get clipped in the podcast, too.
Darn it.
All right, so 10 major media companies, all the way from Disney to Netflix, have been studied. The focus is on, this is Black History Month, and there are people who are trying to figure out, plus the interest in the Oscars, because there are those black actors who say they're not going to show up, they're going to boycott, no black actors are nominated for any awards, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this report adds fuel to that, accuses the movie industry of being a straight white boys club. Findings apply to both people in front of the camera, behind the camera. They look at CEOs, look to minor characters, actors. Study shows every aspect of Hollywood. And this study says the overwhelming conclusion is that it is whitewashed. So you can go to hashtag OscarsSoWhite to see. That's the campaign that's trying to get people to boycott the Oscars.
What a catchy name. I mean, so much for that.
Oscars, it should be Oscars Snow White instead of Oscars Snow White. Academy Awards next Sunday, right?
This Sunday, coming up, yeah.
Coming up, yeah, right. Sup. Well, I would not watch because that'd be interesting. I've forgotten even who the host is.
Chris Rock.
It's Chris Rock, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He was black and he didn't
get it. He was supposed to not be there.
Yeah, right. All right, so it'll be, there'll be going to be a lot of fun at everybody's
expense. And you know, the best part of the show will be him. Will be when he comes out and he does his opening monologue.
Yeah, and his looks on his face, priceless. So also in the news, the wife of L. Chapstick is on.
L. Chapstick.
Yes, she's 26 years. He's a good deal older. 26 years old. She says, quote, he's like any other man. He's not violent, not rude, not crude. Her name is Coronel, by the way, insisting that she has never seen her husband act violently, take drugs, shoot anybody. I've never heard him swear, say a bad word. I've never seen him get excited or be upset at anybody, according to today's L.A. Times. Jennifer?
He just kills them, but he's not upset at them. Right. Nope.
Yeah. There you go. That's the story from the wife.
Just permanent time out, right?
Right, yeah. All right, speaking of wives, we have an exclusive story at DougStephan.com aimed at women who feel like they never can get enough done, especially if they're working, they have a job, they have housework to do, and the problem is, not only is there too much for them to do normally, but according to this study, the men that they're married to are really the problem. Husbands, according to this study that you can find at DougStephan.com, are the creators of hours and hours and hours of extra housework. Husband, if you are married, your husband has created an extra 7 hours of work a week for you.
That's not really a surprise, though. I mean, it's an extra body, right?
Yeah. Well,
more laundry, more mess, more dust.
Socks all over the place.
So, Jennifer, aren't you glad you're all by yourself?
Exactly right, because I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah, unless the husband does the majority of the work.
Yeah, that's true. I need one of those.
Less
I need one of those.
Hours of work for you.
Yeah. So this is the usual one-sided, but there is something to this. I find it interesting. This is a study that was done at Stafford University in Michigan, I think, one of the Michigan colleges. Findings are based on a time diary data study. Let's see here. Researchers questioned both men and women about the amount of time they spend doing basic household chores in the average week. Found that the single woman in her 20s and 30s did the least amount of work around the house, about 12 hours a week. Married women in their 60s averaged 21 hours a week. Married women with more than three children put in an average of 28 hours a week.
Yeah, they're mess makers too, those kids.
The kids are. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So stay single. Don't have children, you're all set.
And I will tell you, and this is true with a lot of friends of mine, having a son and a daughter, one of each, my daughter is a one-woman wrecking crew.
Yeah.
That kid can destroy any room in a matter of minutes.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, so our poll today at DougStephan.com, who does most of the homework? Now, homework and housework, two different things in your home. She does almost everything. He does almost everything. We split the housework 50-50. Neither of us do much. We have a cleaning service that takes care of that. Staff.
Yeah.
What if it's all of the above?
Yeah, it could
all
be.
All of the above.
Yeah, it could be. All right, so, Roberta, what's the story in your house? This ought to be good.
Well, what's the difference between housework and homework?
I was being facetious. Homework is what you do with your children.
Okay.
Housework is what you do to keep the house clean. Yes, I was.
Well, it depends who you talk to in my household. If you talk to my husband, he will insist that he does most of the housework.
I would doubt that.
If you talk to me, I would say that I do most of the housework.
Yeah.
And if you talk to me, I would tell you that they both have a maid that comes in.
I was going to say, where's the maid?
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. If you talk to me, who's been in Roberta's houses, it looks most of the time like nobody does the housework.
Oh,
my gosh.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not dirty. It's just, it's like stuff's everywhere.
And well, you know what it is? We're constantly moving back and forth between New York and New Orleans, so there's always at least two or three suitcases laying around in various stages of being repacked to go.
I had a hard time, when I stayed at your place in New Orleans, I had a hard time getting to the bed.
Yeah. I warned you. I said the place here is kind of like a storeroom, you know.
Right.
Stuff all over the place.
All right, so what's your story, Jen? You're alone?
Uh-huh.
Pretty simple, easy, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Right, yeah. I'm a laundry machine. That's my biggest problem. Because I, you know, every day I and here's my real issue is that I do this show in my PJs or in some variation of loungewear, and then I go to work and I have to wear a pretty decent, nice
You're always dressed up when I
wear. Always dressed up. Yeah, I try. And then when I come home, I need to be comfortable. My clothes are the first things, shoes and clothes, first things to go.
Yeah.
So then I'm in another lounge outfit. So you know, it's just a lot of. I make a lot of laundry.
Yeah.
Because I wear a lot of outfits, right?
You're like somebody I know very well. There's laundry going all the time. I wear something
all the
once
time, which is
into the laundry.
Biggest issue. Plus, I have a lot of clothes. So that's my biggest issue. Although I do have a housekeeper who comes in every other week and cleans things up. Does the big stuff. Because I just don't have a lot of time for the windows and the stuff that need to be done.
Richie, you have a housekeeper or you do it all yourself?
Yeah, we have this thing called a mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
She does quite a lot of work, so she's very helpful. But when it comes to my wife and I, who does more? Yeah, that's a toss-up, man. I'm the cook.
You do the cooking.
Yeah, I'm the cook, and I do the shopping. But she does the shopping for the Costco stuff, you know, the best
big stuff.
Yeah, the detergent and all that stuff. When it comes to cleaning, it's probably an even split. I do bathrooms. Hmm. She'll do the bedroom and stuff.
All right, so there's what's your story. Tell us at the poll site at DougStephan.com. In a moment, the opposite side of this, a woman who has been there, done that. She has been involved in a relationship, broken up. Another relationship, broken up. 48 years old, doesn't have a chance with men. Does she find love again? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-643-2848.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-643-2848. That's 1-800-643-2848.
Strong. It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
Payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, Vans, born to run.
NFIP for 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options for availability and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Stephens Good Day program. Uri Geller joins us from Israel. He is one of my pals. He's somebody who's been on this program for 20 years. He always has something to say that is pithy and important. And I wanted to spend a moment talking about Ed Mitchell, the astronaut who passed away, somebody who was very important to you in many different ways. I thought perhaps you would like to just reminisce for a moment on some of the things that made you and Ed friends.
Yeah. Yes, let me put it this way. This is a very powerful statement that without Edgar Mitchell, I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be where I am. He started my career. He gave me the credibility, the scientific credibility, straight at the Stanford Research Institute, where they tested me. Part of the financing was from the American Defense Department, and we became very good friends. We became buddies. So I was in touch with him all the time. When he lost his son, Adam, Adam was only 26 when he died. I met Adam in a hotel in London when I was living there, and it was very emotional, his passing. So I followed Ed Mitchell through his ups and downs in life. But what is fascinating and even more amazing, the synchronicity that one of the people who was responsible in financing Noetic Science was a man called John Tishman. Now you see the name Tishman all over tall skyscrapers, I think in Los Angeles, in New York. John was a builder. He was obviously a multi-billionaire, maybe even a billionaire. And guess what? He died the same week as Edgar Mitchell died. So, without John Tishman, maybe these tests would have not happened. So there you go, synchronicity, which means things are meant to happen. And, it was a big shock to me when I woke up in the morning and heard that Ed Mitch and John Tishman passed away. But no doubt in my mind that both of them, the second they got to the other side, they started exploring that space.
This is a great thought. So what do you make of all of the talk of the conspiracy of, well, the surrounding stories, shall we put it that way, the passing of Justice Scalia, who's a Supreme Court justice? I'm sure this is something that's ringing a bell all around the world, because these conspiracy theories really do sometimes get traction. And there's a lot of people who think any number of things could have happened. What's your, you're always talking, people are always asking about conspiracy theories. What's your read on this?
Look, I, you know, hear conspiracy theory all the time. And most of the conspiracy theories are far-fetched, crazy, and unbelievable. You know, we're talking about UFOs, extraterrestrials. But when something of this nature happens, which is very down-to-earth, it's in a hotel room, if I'm not mistaken, a pillowcase, poison, it makes it more realistic to be.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello to Jeff and Jerry and Tom listening to the Good Day program. Good to have you on board. 53 past the hour. Thank you all for your time here. Hopefully we make it worth your while with things like Tech Talk Time. Richard Schemmel is from the world of BuzzFeed, and the buzz in technology is Apple versus the FBI still. We'll get to that top story in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
All right, so Richard Chemo is here with us on Good Day. Let's see if we can figure out more about what's going on in the case of Apple v. the FBI. Tim Cook said Americans ought not to have to choose between privacy and security, which is basically what is going on here. The FBI could use the thumbprint of the terrorist's cadaver to open the iPhone, is one of the rumors floating around. What do you know about that, Richard?
Yeah, I heard that one, and I thought of CSI. you know, I can't imagine that. There's also a program, a thumbprint program they're going to try and use as well. But there have been other stories.
Apple, though, still says no. Apple says, we're not. You can fiddle with it all you want to. We're not going to. And they're winning huge in the court of public opinion. The public has no use for letting the government into this or wanting the government to do this.
If they use the thumbprint, they still need the code to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the thumbprint really doesn't help that much. It's going to be interesting because the Justice Department got involved on Friday, basically saying the same thing as the FBI. You have to open
no.
this phone.
And Apple says, no, we're not going to. Right. And you can't make us. And they can go to the Supreme Court where it will go. And there was interesting speculation because now that Scalia is gone, how the court would render a decision. This would be one of those 4-4 ties. And if it's a 4-4 tie, you lose. Right?
Well, yeah, yes, but there's been some background on this that Apple was able to give the country of China the ability to open phones, to listen in on their citizens.
Wow, but they didn't give it to China. They did it and gave the results to China. Is that not
right.
true?
That's
right. What they... See, Apple says, if you want us to open this, we'll do it. You give us the phone, we'll open it, and we'll give you the information. But we're not telling you how to do what you want us to tell you how to do. That's really what the impasse is here, if I'm not mistaken. Is that really the crux? Is Apple says, we'll do it, and we'll give you the results. The government says, no, you have to tell us how to do it so we can do it. Isn't that really what this is about?
I don't know if that's what it's really about. You know, it's a standoff, and if they did it that way, I would think that the FBI would be happy just to have the information.
Right, yeah. What are you fighting? Meanwhile, apparently, this guy changed the password just before the event took place, if I'm piecing the story together right. Is that what everybody else understands to have happened?
That's what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at it this way, though. What if this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decides against Apple, and Apple
says no?
Says no. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
Shut down Apple?
No.
Well, that's when they're asking people to boycott this. Well, I mean,
boycott it. People like it. Trump's on the wrong side of this one.
Yeah. You know, I thought so. Yeah. You know, but there's a piece of it, too, where there's, I mean, you have to think about the ownership, which is the San Bernardino County Health Department. They own the phone. They've asked for the help to get in. I think that has a big wrinkle in all of this, too.
Right.
Well, if the owner of the phone wants to get into it, why won't they let him in?
Because they don't want to. It's not
well,
the
there
way
you go.
Run
but there's, that's
they don't
a
want to run things
to
like
think
that.
About.
Nah, I don't think it is. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I understand what those people are saying. But it's Apple's proprietary system, and they, if they had the, it's just, it's complicated, but yet it's simple. And they don't want to, and they don't have to, and who's going to force them? I would say that's the frustration for the governmentalists. All right, Richard, good stimulating conversation. Thank you, Richard.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.